March 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, children, dedicate your lives to the truth. Believe in the truth of where you stand before me. Understand the truth that it is by pleasing me you will gain eternal life. Be forgiving of one another and loving towards one another, for that is the pathway to heaven. Wars begin first in hearts, then they are in the world around you. Therefore, guard your hearts against unloving thoughts towards one another. Choose to be a peacemaker. Then I will bless your hearts and your lives. It is very often untruth that brings people against one another. Satan, as you know, is the father of lies. He promotes discord in untruth. If you wish to be at peace and to forgive, then make the effort to look for the truth. Very often, this means introspection into your own faults." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14, and chapter 4, 1 through 5. "Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.